but now we buy it already, you can buy it already ground, or you can get the instant coffee.
What do you usually get when you're thirsty? You might just go to the faucet and get what?
Water.
What would you put it in?
Well, I'd put it in a glass.
Let's say that you knocked the glass off, you'd say, off the sink, you'd say that you had...
I broke the glass.
Yes. And you'd say that you might tell someone to watch out or you will...
get cut.
Uh-huh. Well, how would you say, use the word break again there. You'd say, watch out or you will...
break the glass?
Mm-hmm. And if you saw some glass on the floor, you might say someone has... what?
Somehow someone has broken a glass.
I need you to do the same thing with drink. Different ways you'd say that. You might say, we sure something a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
And yesterday I did what?
I drank water.
Uh-huh.
Now where did your drunk come in?
Right. Well, I have
drunk water.
Let's say dinner's ready. It's on the table, and everybody's standing around waiting to eat. What would you say to them?
Be seated.
Okay. Would you say anything different if there was company there? Be seated. Would you ever say anything different that might mean sit down and eat?
I guess so. If it didn't have sense enough to sit down with that, you tell them.
Okay. Let's say, using this word sit, can you talk about this up too? Someone comes into the room and he does what? Using sit, you mm-hmm. say that he
comes in.
All right.
And sit down. Come in and have a seat.
Yeah. And you would say, yesterday I did what?
You mean in going someplace?
No, just with the word sit. You would say, yesterday I...
I sat.
Uh-huh. And I have done what?
You still working on
sit? I have
sat down.
If you want,